This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Have you ever been envious of someone you knew that was not the most honest person in the world, yet everything seemed to fall into their lap? You ever found yourself envious of someone, a man or woman you knew they weren't dealing righteously in their business dealings? You knew that they weren't quite right in the way they handled themselves morally or ethically. Yet you say, man, it all goes their way. Everything falls into their lap. And then conversely, you find somebody who seems to be walking the straight and narrow and doing the right thing, and you say, illness, tragedy, things going wrong in their life financially. You say, what'd they do to deserve that? Did you know that one of the oldest questions in the Bible is the question, why do wicked people prosper? The oldest book of the Bible is not Genesis. The oldest book of the Bible is Job in terms of when it was written. And Job, in the 21st chapter, you can read it later, looks around him and he sees all these people that are not following the Lord, who their crops are growing, their herds are growing, money's coming in, and even makes this observation, which I found interesting. Said even their children are dancing in the streets with tambourines. They're just having a good time. Life's a ball. And yet those were the people that were not following the Lord. Come with me to this book of Psalms. We'll read it in a minute. A man by the name of Asaph looked around him and said, why is it that the wicked people seem to prosper, God? And he said he developed such an obsession with other people that he said he became a brute beast. I think he became animal-like. Be careful what you obsess over in life. You can obsess over other people, over bad people getting good things, and it takes over your life. That's what happened to this man called Asaph. And then the prophet Jeremiah that we've been studying for weeks says, Lord, I got an issue to take up with you. I've got a problem. Why is it that wicked people seem to prosper? So it's an age-old question, and today in an age where preachers talk about health and wealth gospel, where you come to Jesus and you'll get your Cadillac and your Lexus, you come to Jesus and everything will be great for you, I can show you from Scripture health and wealth paganism. Health and wealth paganism, where wicked people succeed. Just remember this thought. The Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. What does that mean? Bad things happen to good people. Good things happen to bad people. That's what it means. Things happen. And today we're going to look at a passage of Jeremiah where Jeremiah says life isn't fair. And that may be something that's bothered you for weeks, months, maybe even years. Let's read about it in Jeremiah, the 12th chapter. Jeremiah 12, just two verses, and then from Psalm 73. Jeremiah speaking, and he says, you are always righteous, O Lord, when I bring a case before you. Yet I would speak with you about your justice. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless, people who don't have any faith, live at ease? You have planted them and they have taken root, implying prosperity. They grow and they bear fruit. You're always on their lips, but you're far from their hearts. Do you know anybody like that? God's always on their lips, but far away from their hearts. It could describe you or me. Well, it's not just an age-old question in the Old Testament. It's a question that you and I have asked. Why do wicked people, meaning people that reject the Lord, oftentimes seem to be the ones who prosper? Why do they seem to be the successes in life? And people that do everything they can to follow the Lord and the Word of God seem to be the ones that are hurting. That's what we deal with all this week from Jeremiah and other passages. God bless you. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.